July 11th, 2018. It's approximately 13:19 hours. Special Agent Lewis of Florida Department of Law Enforcement. With me is FBI Special Agent Sean Anderson, being referenced to another interview with Trey Holton in reference to OR140134. For meeting at the Starbucks on Palm Bay Road. Gonna bring him out, or?
All right.
That's good news. Should be unlocked.
Cool.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. This is I was just afraid too many people that know you might walk 5 hours.
Too noisy.
There,
so. Hola, senor. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good. You look like you lost a lot of weight.
Almost 40 pounds.
Yeah. You feeling good?
Man, God is good. I'm telling you, I haven't felt this good in 20 years.
What are you doing differently?
Well, I haven't had any fast food, unless you want to call a banana in my coffee.
Mm-hmm. No.
I went to Chick-fil-A twice, so
okay.
I cheated there. But
yeah.
I did away with all fast food. All soda.
Okay.
Except one time at the movie theater with my daughter in a movie.
It's almost that you have to. You can't go there and not get popcorn in it.
And I have not had a drop of alcohol this entire year.
That's
not
good
one
for
drop.
You. That's awesome.
I had no bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like keto or keto or
kind of yeah
a version of it.
A lot of I'm avoiding all carbs pretty much and eating a lot of proteins and fiber. And
if you find it a negative effect on the energy.
I find that my sustaining a certain energy level a little more difficult.
Okay.
But I, like I say, a banana, so.
That gets you pumped back up again.
Yep. And of course I'm careful. And we're out knocking on doors and campaigning. And it's stressful.
Hey, how's that going? It's
going very, very well. Good. We had a, big draw poll over the weekend, a Republican pick name.
Okay.
And, I have two opponents, and I won 47-26. I won by 20 points.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Is this one we were required to have a 50% majority or was it runoff?
Right.
So if you finish this like that, you still have to run against someone.
Yeah. That's why we're trying to get over that double.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. And
who are the two opponents?
One of them is a guy named Thomas Gomm.
Okay.
Who filed bunch of ethics complaints and some stuff. I told you guys about him before.
Yeah.
And then the other is a young man named Kenny Johnson, really nice young man. We've been working hard. We've been working really, really hard.
Mm-hmm. Who's your campaign manager?
I have two consultants that I consult with, but I don't really have a logistics person outside of my wife.
Who are the two?
One guy is a guy at Hillsborough County. His name is Bill Barrett.
Okay.
And I don't know. He's a political consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's another guy named Brian Graham. He's a political consultant. So I bounce things off of them from time to time. Yeah, you don't want to do surgery on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what I do is I run campaigns. So,
sure.
I don't want to run my own campaign. So I bounce stuff off of them, and then we just execute.
Now, do you have to pay them, or how does that work?
No, they're just random.
Just people you met through the circles.
Like I said, I'm just bouncing. I don't have a contract.
You have no fear back there, by the way?
Okay, I'm good.
But I'm sure you guys
good?
Did. Yeah, I'm good. I mean, it's been an interesting, as far as campaigning goes. Gomm and his folks are pretty nasty.
Yeah, throwing lots of mud.
And they're constantly bringing mess up. FBI, FDLE. And then, but then they're doing things like, I got an emailed invitation for a debate right down the road here.
Yeah.
And it looked suspicious,
right.
The email did. And, you can go under properties, this is a Microsoft document, see for it. And the author was one woman named Liz Lasko. And Liz Lasko is the fiancé of Randy Wickens, which I told you about last week. And he's like, he's bringing you guys up, saying that you're coming for me, and you're coming for this person or that person, and Anyway, long story short. So I guess the invitation is very suspicious. It says that it's being sponsored by Lockmar Senior Center. Now, that's the senior center of the city. That makes the city that it's sponsoring today. And so I contacted the senior center. Said, are we hosting anybody? And she's like, no, it's this guy named David Morris, the man who was arrested the last time we saw him on February the 14th. For when he assaulted that code enforcement in front of City Hall, the petition collector. He's the one who went in the rental of the senior center. Liz Lasco is the one who is sending out the invitation. And then the day I get, and this is mail fraud, among other things, I get an invitation, a hard copy, and in the top left hand corner that says, Lockmar State Community.
Because I also see Mr. Znardi as an honorable man. My experiences with him have always been that he's an honorable man.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, we've had some concerns about certain businessmen, not government officials, in Palm Bay trying to use their influence on the city council. We look at people for all sorts of crimes. Obviously, the FBI investigates drug dealers and gun runners and all sorts of people like that. And through some other investigations, it's come to our attention that there may be certain people in the community that are trying to gain leverage on you to own your vote. And that's concerning to us. And unfortunately, it seems as though you may have become vulnerable to that because of your relationship with certain women.
I don't know what you're asking.
Okay, well, going to, hanging out places like pinups and hiring prostitutes and having extramarital affairs. And I'm not here to be in judgment of that. What I am here to say is there are people that are going to try to take advantage of that, to use that against you, to own your vote. And we would rather be on the side of getting those people with your help.
I would say...
Because we know that your family is important to you.
Absolutely.
We know your career is important to you, and that you want to protect those things.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say categorically, I am not hiring prostitutes and having extramarital affairs.
Okay.
But someone said that. The majority of my relationship with pinups, if you want to call it that, was getting complaints about noise. Not from the inside of the facility, but people that were hanging outside of the facility in the parking lot after court. And I originally got the call from another council member, from another city.
So let me just stop you and say, you're going to say that you just went there as a city councilman to check out noise complaints?
I knew the dispenser here.
Uh-huh.
And so I went by there by myself as whether or not we were doing it, because he said that they would take care of it. And
then you don't hang out there, you don't sleep with the girls there?
No, God, no. I would say that I have been at near the front door, and I have had beverages there before.
Okay. Well, let me just stop you here and say, I just want to make sure that you realize that lying to an agent is actually a crime in and of itself. So I'm just telling you that.
Right.
Make sure you know if it's a 1001, if it's called a false statement, it's a felony.
Right.
And, not that when we're talking you can't correct yourself. I would certainly let you do that. I don't believe you. But I'm not here to say I'm judging you on that. It's about someone trying to use, who is planning to use that against you to own your vote. And that would be extortion. And and if you are going to give your vote to certain businessmen based on whether that would be kickback or...
And my conversation with Stuart sometimes. Going down a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
He said the same thing about this.
Mm-hmm.
call it drill thing, which is troubling to me because he did say that Davis Nardi was trying to pin or put me in a corner and catch me. That was what I appear to say, but that's what the court told me.
Mm-hmm.
And that essentially Davis Nardi's not the front. Going to try to defend him. Of course, my response to him is, Stu and I would like to go to have a beer and stuff, whatever. I'm not that kind of person. I believe that I have, and it's not even been a sentence, there are other adult establishments that I've been to 9 out of 10 times. It's because, again, the trade secrets, but in my line of work, clients that come in town and they like to be taken. Part of my job is hanging. But
and that means it's fine with
part,
us. If someone's going to try to use that to you, it's concerning for us.
Yeah. Well, they.
They use it against me, and I'm not going to let that influence my vote. This number is not true. Maybe they're saying what they think.
Yeah.
But nothing that's illegal. Certainly no prostitution.
Yeah.
So they're asking me over who's making their sound like you're saying.
Well, of course, it's here because of them repeating what other people have
right,
done.
Right, right.
I'm not going to bring the dirty businessmen in the back seats, aren't you? He'll probably confront you on his own, and in some way he already has to try to get your vote.
I don't even know who you're referring to. No, I'm not
sure.
Okay. I really don't. And people, there are people that try to influence my vote every day on every issue. Is at Starbucks, somebody will walk up and say, I don't like this or I don't like that. They'll try to influence my vote, but my vote's not receptive. But you said you don't believe me, so I'm kind of starting to get uncomfortable with a question here.
Well, I don't believe that you went to, you just got a pin-up space and annoyed.
And stood by the front door. I mean, Trey,
mm-hmm.
let's face it. You know better. You know that's not true. We know that's not true. But there's other things that could be addressed. Here's the thing. I don't think you're really grasping the whole concept.
And my wife knew
I was being okay. Well, we understand that. Well, I mean, we already know that's mm-hmm. that it's a fairly common open type of thing between you and her. There's a lot of other things that we know. Like I say, this whole paratrooper thing is a byproduct of what's been going on for what, a year and a half, maybe coming up on 2 years. So when you say that you don't engage in prostitution, so I could sit there and say, let me ask you this. You would tell me that if I told you I have a sworn affidavit from someone who's been convicted multiple times of prostitution saying that they've engaged in sexual practices for payment through you, they'd be lying and I'd be lying. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay.